You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is brought to you by WinBet. WinBet is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WinBet has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $500 risk-free sports bet. Download the WinBet app now or visit WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use your promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com and the promo code SGP. Also brought to you by PixWise. PixWise is the number one home of free sports betting picks. Visit PixWise.com to make your next bet better. But also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Are you the best football bettor in the US? Odds Crowd challenges you to prove it with their free-to-play fantasy betting contests. With over $30,000 up for grabs over the season, you need to go to oddscrowd.com to sign up today. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. SGPN is giving you the chance to win $100,000 on NFL Week 1 exclusively on the SGPN app. You are listening to Scommessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, off the back of going 9-0, 100%, a full sweep, an entire podcast of correct picks last time out in midweek. First time it's ever happened. 9-0 on the last episode here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. And you can follow me on the Soccer Gambling Podcast Twitter account at SGB Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. To get all of my official picks and additional content, including bonus podcasts like the European Show, covering all of the games from the rest of the European leagues, or at least a key selection of European games, some of my favorite plays of the week condensed onto one podcast, you need to head over to lockbetting.com. That's lockbetting.com. That's also the place where you'll get coverage of match day two, split into all of the games from Tuesday and all of the games from Wednesday, plus Europa League coverage. So if you want to get that this midweek, upgrade to one of the packages over at lockbetting.com. I would recommend just getting the podcast pack until October the 1st. There's no need getting the to get the premium pack, because Patreon will bill you for the entire month. So don't get billed for the last week of the month. Get billed on October the 1st, as October the 1st will be going for our 100th month of Transparent Track Profit. We are looking on course to get that 100 month with over 21 units of profit in the bank. We are going to get that 100th month. That means for over 8 years, I have not had a single losing month in sports betting. You can now add 4 months onto that. So it's 100 months in a row. The P&L is all available over at lockbetting.com. The previous month's P&L is always the pinned tweet. So at the moment, you can have a look at the month of August on the pinned tweet at SGP Soccer Twitter account. And I'll be soon swapping that for the month of September, the month that saw us get 100 months in a row of Transparent Track Profit over at lockbetting.com. So sign up to the top package, the track package, for $125. But until then, you should be able to still get all of the podcasts for the additional content, which, as I said, will include the European Show, will include the two additional Champions League bonus shows that we do covering Tuesday and Wednesday independently, with independent locks from each show, and of course the Europa League show as well. So moving on with this week's edition of Scommessa Italia, where we're going to break down all of the Serie A games. What can we really do to top what we've done? We may never top what we've done last time out, but we'll certainly be giving it a go here as we look to continue that good form. One thing I was concerned about was the locks, because we were seeming to split those. It wasn't going as well as the EPL showed, so we desperately needed that double lock winner, and that was really my key goal going into the last podcast, where I really wanted to get both of those locks down. But to come away with a 9-0, you don't really notice it at first until you start getting the tweets. And that's one of the things I want to mention as well. The Twitter interaction has just been amazing. As soon as I mentioned that the 9-0 was done, people actually realized, and we immediately got the 50 likes. And I understand there are these guys on Twitter that are getting 150 likes, 500 likes and whatever, but I understand that they're buying a lot of their followers and buying a lot of their likes, and obviously are all interlinked with each other. This big scam that they have where everybody on gambling Twitter pretends that they're some sort of expert and is somehow profitable whilst they're all faceless. They're using the face of either Leonardo DiCaprio or that guy from Hidden Gem, the character played by Adam Sandler. I can't remember what it was called. I haven't seen the film since it came out, but they're all using these faceless avatars on their profiles, or you don't ever hear them breaking down things with decent analysis. You don't hear their voice. You don't hear them on podcasts. You don't hear them on YouTube. You don't see them on videos. They don't have detailed write-ups. They're all just frauds. You pay for what you get. And if you're paying these guys $25 a month or $30 a month, yeah, it's possible they could be winning you money and there could be some hidden gem out there, no pun intended, but it's very, very unlikely. For me, I have, as I said, 100 months of profit. I have spreadsheets for every single one. This has been going on for over 8 years. I've been here on the SGP now doing it for fucking 7 years. This ain't no scam. This ain't no flash in the pan. And we're really beginning to see that now with our followers and our reviews and our likes and our retweets and the acknowledgements and the interactions. And everything is going very, very well across the board. So let's look to continue that going here, and let's crack on here with the picks, because we've done 7 minutes of faffing around without picking a single game. So let's crack on here with the show. We begin with a 2 o'clock kickoff from tomorrow with AC Milan traveling to Spezia. Milan have had a really good start to the season with just one draw, and that came away to Juve. They are available here at 1-2 to keep the winning going. It's 7-2 on the draw, and it's 5-1 here on Spezia. It's hard to pick something from this game because I simply do think Milan will keep winning. However, I could see both teams scoring here being something that you could tack on to the Milan win. This Spezia team have failed to keep a clean sheet since doing so in this very fixture, but that was 22 games ago, whereas Spezia have now seen over 2.5 goals land in 9 of their last 10 matches. AC Milan now are undefeated in 26 of their last 28 Serie A games. So that is a very good record. While not quite being up there with what Man United have done in the EPL, Milan are certainly establishing themselves as a solid away team. So I think you could take Milan here. Milan are decent defensively. They do like to keep clean sheets, especially at home. So rather than tacking on the both teams to score here, I would go with the safer over 2.5 goals and Milan to win. That can still cash if Milan win this game 3-0, but it also cashes with both teams scoring here. And as I said, over 2.5 goals has landed in 9 of the last 10 Spezia matches. And if it lands again with Milan winning, you will cash that bet. And that one is available at 6-5 here for this game. Up next here, we have Inter Milan versus Atalanta, 5 p.m. UK time on Saturday night, 12 p.m. Eastern time. This is the Italian game of the week. These two were pegged as the second and third favourites for the league this season. And while Atalanta haven't had a very good start, they've had a better start than Juve have had an abysmal start. So despite the fact that Atalanta have gone slightly backwards in the outright market, this is a more intriguing game than many people would have even thought at the start of the season, with Juve being so far down the table. It really is now anyone's title. Inter Milan, last year's winners, now lead the market. They've overtaken Juve. Juve way down as the third favourite. Sandwich between them is Napoli. So Inter 2-1, Napoli 7-2, Juve 5-1 with Milan 5-1, Atalanta 6-1 with Jose Mourinho's Roma at 7-1. I think this will be the most wide open league from across Europe. I understand that people are looking at the EPL at the moment and you're looking at that four horse race at the top. I do think at some point Chelsea are going to pull away. I think their consistency is just too much. I think Manchester City have one eye on the Champions League. I think they'll suffer from not buying the striker. I think Manchester United are just conceding too many goals. We're seeing both teams to score cash in too many of the games. And then Liverpool are going to suffer from the African nations. Over in Spain, I think Barcelona are dropping out of the race already. I think the two Madrid teams could be tight. But in the end, I think Real Madrid have the better squad depth and they'll end up pulling away. Atletico Madrid, they just don't attack enough games against weaker teams, and they're going to continue to drop points in games that just finished 0-0, where they can't break down teams that park the bus against them because they won't commit enough players forward. That's always going to be their problem. There's no title race in France. PSG, despite the fact they're not even playing well, are going to win this league super early. I really turn my head towards Serie A and think that we have chosen to cover the perfect league this season. We're not going to get a title race in France. We're not going to get one in Germany between Dortmund and Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich will eventually run away with it. The EPL, I think, will be the one, if anything, is very, very tight and equal to Serie A. And that's great, because these are the two leagues that we've decided to pick out. So that looks good for the rest of the year. As for this game, a win for Atalanta could suddenly spin this market once again. And Atalanta are capable of doing it. Don't get me wrong. But I just want to ride the home record here of Inter Milan. For you that don't know, they've now won 19 of their last 21 home games since the start of last season. And despite losing Romelu Lukaku in the summer, they're still the top scorers in the league. They've scored 18 goals so far this season in 5 games. Atalanta are without a clean sheet in any of their last 4 meetings with Inter Milan. So if Inter Milan can put a couple of goals in the net here, you would think that they would win this game, especially with Atalanta being a little bit more goal shy than usual. They managed to get it together to beat Sassuolo in midweek, but that was always anticipated to be an attacking game, which is why I took both teams to score as one of the locks on that show. But I like Inter Milan to win this game, which will create a bigger gap between them and Atalanta. I still think it'll be fascinating at the top, even if Atalanta drop out and Juve don't get their act together, which I do think they will at some point. But even if they don't, I think Roma are going to be consistent enough to be up there this season. I think Napoli have shown with their start they do have a title winning formula there. I think Inter Milan have shown, yeah, we haven't got Lukaku, but we still have that solid back line and we still have enough attacking players to score enough goals. And we've proven that by putting 18 in the net with just 5 games played. So despite the fact they haven't got that key talisman up there, they are now able to penetrate and spread the goals among their other attacking players. So at the moment, I would be leaning towards Inter Milan winning the league. But at the moment, I only need to pick this particular game, so I'll be taking Inter Milan to win this one on the money line against Atalanta in the Serie A game of the week on Saturday. Up next, we have Genoa at home to Verona, where it's 6-4 on Genoa, it's 23-10 on the draw, and it's 13-8 here on Verona. I've been pretty surprised with the amount of overs and both teams to score bets that have been cashing in Serie A, which is supposed to be a defensive league. And I think these are two of the teams that could give us over 3 goals here on Saturday. You're getting this at plus money because there still hasn't been an adjustment for Serie A and all the goals that we're seeing. But I think we should take advantage of that because I don't see any real logical reason for that to stop. There have been at least 3 goals in all of Genoa's previous 9 games. So that dates back to the end of last season as well. And there have been at least 3 goals in 4 of the previous 5 meetings between the two sides. There have also been at least 3 or more goals in 5 of Verona's last 6 games as well. So I'm going to ride the data. Even though I'm getting an underdog price, it doesn't bother me. I just see more value. I don't think the books have adjusted to these Italian overs. And I don't see why all of a sudden we see these teams shutting shop. At the moment, we are seeing this league developing into a more attacking league, which is more enjoyable for everybody to watch and for me to cover. And we can cash in over here in this game. So over 2.5 goals here for Genoa and Verona. Up next, we move across to Sunday and we do look at Juventus here, who got their first win of the season in midweek. They are now available at 2-5 to get their next one at home to Sampdoria, who are available at 7-1, and it's 4-1 here on the draw. It's difficult to know what to do, really, with this Juventus team, because they're supposed to be a team that are challenging for the league. They were the favourites to win the league as well. They did lose Cristiano Ronaldo, but they gained Allegri, who is a successful manager with them. He just won Serie A title after Serie A title. And they did get Moise Kean in. That's not a big replacement for Ronaldo. You still have Morata there. You have Dybala for a full season. Last season, he wasn't really there. He was on and off with his injury. So you would think they had enough to still compete and maybe even win the league this season, especially with that back line, which is mainly players that did so well in the Euros. But it's actually been that back line that's been the biggest problem. I mean, Szczesny's been poor, don't get me wrong, but you don't expect this back line to concede 1.6 goals per game to start the season. You don't expect this team to be riding a streak without a clean sheet into the season and then continuing it on in the season. They've now gone 18 games without a clean sheet, and they're going for number 19 here. I just cannot not ride that data until it ends and Juve do keep a clean sheet. You have to continue taking both teams to score here in the Juve games. As I said, 13 games off the back of last season, and the first 5 games of this season have seen Juve conceding a goal. So I still think that you cannot trust this defence. I think that Juve are going to need to score more than 2 goals here to win this game. Well, certainly more than 1 goal here to win this game, possibly more than 2 if they defend really badly. And you're never going to get both teams to score now at a plus money price. So in this particular game, it's available at 4-5. Given the data, that's actually decent value. Juve and both teams to score here is available at 2-1, which is also a relatively decent bet. Another safer way of betting this perhaps would be to take Juve and over 2.5 goals. That cashes, of course, if Juve win and they've conceded in the game, obviously, because there will be at least 3 goals, because Juve would need to score 2 and they would have conceded, so that's 3. But the over 2.5 goals also gives you the possibility of Juve winning with a clean sheet, but they would need to score 3 goals. But at least that is another way for you to win. And Juve at over 2.5 goals is available at 10-11. I'm semi-tempted to take that instead, simply because these long streaks, they are going to break at some point. These trends aren't going to last forever, and you're hesitant to be at the bottom of the glass when it breaks here, because you don't really want to suffer the loss. But we've cashed this enough for it to make it worth our while to just continue riding it. So we're not going to be one of these people that discover this and go, oh, wow, Juve have conceded a goal in their last 18 games. No, we knew towards the end of last season, and we've been cashing this pretty consistently here at the start of this season as well. So I think we can take both teams to score. If you want to be a little bit safer, take the Juve and over 2.5 goals. But as I said, we've been making money on this trend, and we're in a good position to ride it until the end. So Juve and Sampdoria, both teams to score here, will be my pick for this one. Up next, we've got Sassuolo at home to Salernitana, where Sassuolo here are available at 2-5. It's 19-5 to draw, and it's 13-2 on Salernitana. We're on the right side of Salernitana, picking up their first point of the season, but this is a difficult trip to Sassuolo, who are consistently improving here in Serie A. I think they bounce back from their defeat here against Atalanta, but I think there'll be goals in this game. There have been goals in all of the Salernitana games. That's almost been their issue this season. They haven't realised they've gone up from Serie B to Serie A, and they're just continuing to play their attacking brand of football against better sides, and that is leaving them exposed at the back. They had to come back from 2-0 down in midweek to get the 2-2 draw that they got, getting their first point of the season. And I just don't think that they're going to change. So I think all of their games, you're likely to see over 2.5 goals. And in this instant, I will be adding Sassuolo to win it and the over 2.5 goals as well. That gets you close to plus money. It gets you even money here for this game. But that's how I see it going. I see Sassuolo games and Salernitana games as games that go over. So putting those two together, you could even possibly see over 3.5 goals. But for me, I'm more secure taking the over 2.5 goals and adding the Sassuolo win. And I think this will be a difficult game for Salernitana off the back of getting their first point in midweek. Up next, you have Fiorentina as favourites travelling to Udinese. Fiorentina available here at 11-8. It's 9-4 on the draw, and it's 2-1 here on Udinese. This is another game where I'm going to go for over 2.5 goals. I'm going to continue riding these Italian goals until there are adjustment in prices. And the fact we're getting plus money here on the over, that's what's making me like it even more. There have been at least 3 goals in all 3 of Fiorentina's away games so far this season. And there have been at least 3 goals in all 3 of Udinese's home games this season. Fiorentina saw 60% of their away games last season featuring over 3 goals. And we are just coming off cashing an over with them in midweek as they lost at home 3-1 to Inter Milan. So over 2.5 goals here, which is available at 11-10. Up next, we look at the big Rome derby here as Lazio are hosting Roma. So this will be Mourinho's first Rome derby. As usual, the home team is always favoured in this game, and it's Lazio here at 6-4. It's 12-5 on the draw, and it's 8-5 on Roma. You only really see this flipped if one of the teams are doing significantly better than the other, and that isn't really the case here at the moment. Obviously, Roma are an emerging force, but there's no guarantee that they'll finish above Lazio this season. I think that they will. I think the bookies' prices indicate that. I think Mourinho is at home here. It feels like he's solid. It feels like he will get this defence sorted. And it seems like this team are scoring goals. The old boring Mourinho ways have not surfaced here in Italy, which is surprising because you'd think Italy would be the place where it would and where it's more acceptable. But Roma have been very exciting, almost too exciting when they got involved in that shootout with Verona, but very, very consistent at home. It's their waveform that could be the problem. It was their waveform that was the problem last season as well. But this is familiar surroundings because, of course, Lazio and Roma both play here at the Olimpico, and Roma coming to this having won 7 of their 8 matches this season, whereas Lazio have failed to win their last 4 games. This is a difficult game to pick because it's a little mini cup final. It's important. It has bragging rights attached to it. It's a celebration in itself to win this game. So it makes it more difficult to handicap because even though Lazio are in bad form, they can get up for it. Even though Roma are the better team on paper, they could suddenly become overcome by the occasion. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think that defeat against Verona was rare, and I think Mourinho gets this team together and they come away with at least a point. So I think it's worth taking Roma as an underdog in the pick market. I think Mourinho will have a stab at winning this game. Obviously, if it's a case of the two teams going back and forth and Roma have scored and then Lazio scored and maybe Lazio go ahead and Roma score, whatever way it happens, I think at some point Mourinho is a good enough manager and an experienced enough manager to settle for what he's got. He's not going to go gung-ho looking for the winner, making ridiculous attacking subs to chase this game in the last 5-10 minutes. I think at some point both of these two teams will settle for what they've got, not losing to the other. So we could see a 1-1 draw or a 2-2 draw. Or what we may see is one of the teams ahead and then putting their players behind the ball. And then we'll see the ball possession and the expected goals and the chances and everything being dominated by the other team, leaving them susceptible to a counter. But either way, I do think that we'll see goals here in this game. So whereas I'm leaning towards Roma, I also do like both teams to find a net here in this game. I don't think you see many of these Rome derbies when they don't. And also, these two teams are centred around their attacking talent. I don't think people can really name defenders on these two teams that are considered to be top quality, whereas there are some top quality attackers here. on both of these teams. When you're looking at Immobile on one side, you're looking at Tammy Abraham on the other, who's had a very good start to life in Serie A. So I think there'll be goals. I think both teams are going to score them. I think both teams in over 2.5 may even appeal, although I do feel that a 1-1 draw could be a danger to that. Both teams scoring over 2.5 goals here is available at 10-11. Obviously, just taking both teams to score by itself will be shorter. That one's available at 3-5, but they're the bets I'm looking at here. And if anyone is to win this, I think Roma will be able to nick it. And I like them as an underdog on the pit market. They're available here at 21-20. Up next, we look at our league leaders, the team with the 100% record, looking to make it 6-0 here. We're, of course, talking about Napoli. They are at home to Cagliari, and they are the 1-4 favourites to continue winning. It's 5-1 on the draw, and it's 10-1 here on Cagliari. There's no reason, really, here why Napoli don't continue to win. I like them to win and to cover the handicap here. I also like them to score in both halves here in this game. This is because Napoli have led at halftime and full-time in 3 of their last 4 Serie A matches, whereas Cagliari have trailed at halftime in 4 of their last 5 matches this season. Cagliari have scored just 2 first-half goals in their last 8 league games. So it seems clear to me that this team have a significant problem starting games, and I don't think that's going to be adjusted or improved here, suddenly playing the most informed team in the league, who have won their last 2 games by a 4-0 scoreline, despite minimal rest. They played on Monday, they played again on Thursday, it didn't bother them, they won 4-0 and 4-0. So I like that coming into this game. Obviously, there's going to be some regression at some point. They're going to come up against a team that park the bus and make it very difficult for them to play, make it very difficult for them to be broken down. And they possibly even lose a game either on the counter-attack or via a set piece, or they just have a very, very bad day at the office. But I just don't think it's going to come against this Cagliari team. They're a team that start games poorly. Napoli, a team that start games fast. I like Napoli to score in both halves here in this game. That, as an individual bet, is available at even money here, whereas Napoli to win both of the halves is available at 7-4. That would mean they would need to score more goals than Cagliari in the first half, and they would need to do it again in the second half. So that's a little bit more risky, but it's definitely a possibility. But I'm going to go for Napoli to score in both halves, and that one is available at even money here for this game. Closing out with a lock here on this show. It's been a really difficult show to find a lock for in terms of something that I really want to put one unit behind. Yes, we could ride the Juve, both teams to score streak. That makes a lot of sense. 100%, that makes sense. But if you dig a little bit deeper, despite the fact that they haven't kept a clean sheet for 18 games, Sampdoria haven't scored against Juve for the last 3 games. They've lost 2-0 at home, 3-0 away, and then 2-0 away once again. So they've gone 3 games without scoring. So that scares me with that one. We should see both teams to score comfortably in the Rome derby. But at the same time, Roma just kept a clean sheet. Is Mourinho beginning to tighten things up? Will that be a tight game? Will that lead more towards the bookings? We've seen over 4.5 bookings in 8 of the last 10 games in the Rome derby between Lazio and Roma. So perhaps it will turn into that instead. I do think Inter Milan will win. But Atalanta are a team who are capable of turning up and putting a dent in that record. But 19 of the last 21 games being won by Inter Milan at home, that is strong statistical data. And I also think that Napoli will continue to win and maintain their 100% record. But it's difficult to find a bet for that. I very much like them to score in both halves. But if they face a brick wall, perhaps Cagliari will be able to improve and put up some resistance here for the first half. Maybe that's an issue they'll address, and it may take Napoli some time to get through. But inevitably, I do think Napoli will win. So what I've come to here for a lock is a parlay. It's Inter Milan here as a pick. So that pushes if it ends up being a draw, and you only lose the parlay, this parlay leg, if Inter Milan lose the game. So Inter Milan as a pick, that's available here at 11-20, and Napoli here available at best price of 1-4. Put those two together, and that gives you 10-11 here minus 110, which I think is a relatively decent price. And I'm going to be taking that parlay as my lock here for this week. As I said, it's a very, very difficult week. Usually I like to keep the lock simple and singular, but also I don't want to lose the lock here. I don't want to force something and put one unit behind something. I know you get these morons on gambling Twitter who's like, 20 unit whale and 10 unit whale and 25 star play. Look, I don't do any of that bullshit. It's real stakes for real people. I don't say anybody can use my service. Obviously, if you're on minimum wage, it's going to be very, very difficult. I can't solve your problems. But if you're making a decent, respectable salary, if you're making over $40,000 a year, then this is the perfect service for you. It's manageable stakes. It's good bankroll management. I take a unit seriously because your unit is my unit. I bet everything that I give out to my clients. So when I lose, they lose. I lose twice because I'm losing the faith in my clients and I'm losing money as well. So a unit is a significant amount to me. I'm not just going to throw it away on some play because I'm obligated to do so. But I like this play. So that parlay is going to be your lock here for this show. That's it for me in this edition of Scommessa Italia. Good luck with all your bets as always. And thanks for listening.